This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland in for Kai Rizdahl. Let's say you unplugged from all the noise, shut down your computer, turned off your TV, stopped reading the news. Come November, what do you think people are talking about? Well, probably the same thing they're talking about now.
And the latest poll numbers suggest margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said...
Frank Newport is the editor-in-chief at Gallup, and he's here every week to give us an attitude check on issues Americans care about most. Frank, good to have you back.
Good to be with you.
So, yet again, the economy is on voters' minds?
Oh, absolutely. Two-thirds, actually exactly 66% of Americans say it's the economy in general, or it's jobs or unemployment, or it's the deficit. Basically, the economy is overwhelmingly the dominant issue on voters' minds. There's no question about that.
Well, then let's talk about the presidential race. Given that issue, whom do Americans think might have an edge in getting the economy going?
Well, you know, it is Mitt Romney. One recent way that we asked it was, if Romney wins the election in 4 years, will the economy be better? And then we asked, if Obama wins the election in 4 years, will the economy be better? And there was a 9-point edge for Romney when it comes to handling the economy.
Does the poll give you any sense of why that is, why Romney has that edge?
You know, it's a good question, and we looked at it, and one thing that we find is that Romney does better than Obama in terms of being able to manage the government. Now, I have to point out that Obama does better on a lot of the softer dimension. He cares about people like you. He's more likable. Romney has an image as perhaps cold, calculating, a technocrat, but nevertheless somebody who can manage the government and do a better job in the economy. I think Obama's people know that, and that's why you've seen the commercials more recently, at least in swing states, that are trying to attack Romney on exactly that issue, going at his experience with Bain Capital.
Well, it certainly sounds like his image of being among the more wealthy in this country, shall we say, hasn't hurt him. Does it help him?
Well, over 80% of Americans say that Romney is rich. 66% say that Obama is rich, about that percent. So both men are perceived as rich. Whether or not that helps or hurts Romney and or Obama is a little difficult to tease out. I don't think it necessarily does, because some recent data we've talked about shows that Americans think it's good to have rich people in our country. And actually, a lot of Americans wish they could be rich themselves.
Our partnership with Gallup is called Attitude Check, and you can check out the data behind the story at marketplace.org. Frank Newport, thank you so much.
My pleasure.